Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrig. Let's join a familiar figure for many among the English-speaking pilgrims currently visiting Lourdes, a welcoming figure. He's chaplain to the shrine, and his name is Father Martin Moran. I caught up with him before Pope Benedict's arrival at the shrine on Saturday afternoon. Father Martin Moran, you belong to the Order of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate. Is there a specific reason for your serving as a chaplain in Lourdes?
Well, there's a specific reason, Veronica, in the sense that the Oblates were asked to take on the chaplaincies for the various language groups a number of years ago, and my own home province of the Anglo-Irish province was asked to supply the English language chaplain coordinator. You know, it fits in with our own charism and having Mary Immaculate as our patroness.
The apparition at Lourdes is connected to Mary Immaculate, no?
Yes, it is, because if you remember from the story of the apparitions, the lady, as Bernadette called her, the thing, the Aquero, didn't speak for a few of the apparitions, and then Bernadette was asked by the parish priest, ask her who she is, ask her to tell you who she is. And she said in the local dialect, I am the Immaculate Conception. And that was just a short time after that dogma had been pronounced by the Pope that Our Lady was the Immaculate Conception. So it is very closely linked with the dogma, and it gave affirmation and confirmation to that, the apparitions here in Lourdes.
Lourdes is viewed as the shrine of water, of a miraculous spring, now with powerful healing energy. Do pilgrims go there to be physically healed from sickness or disability, or does the healing go beyond that?
Well, no, if I could just clarify something, Veronica. The water itself isn't looked on as miraculous. It was a miraculous event that the spring came forward whenever Our Lady asked Bernadette to dig at the earth, and she had to try about four times, and first of all the water ran quite muddy, and then it ran clear, and that spring has been running since the time of the apparition. But the waters themselves are not curative or healing. It all depends on the faith of the individual. And yes, many people do come to Lourdes looking for physical healing. They do. But many more come just asking God to help them live their lives as best they can, and they leave Lourdes. And we talk about miracles that have been declared formally by the Church, but many, many people would say that every day there are miracles here at Lourdes, and I'm not saying that in any flippant way, but, you know, people are touched deeply by God and are very aware of his presence in their lives.
Lourdes is currently celebrating its Jubilee year, marking as it does a century and a half since Our Lady appeared to Bernadette there, no?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And there's a monthly calendar of events, I believe, outlined for the occasion. I noticed it's not just about Mary, the sick, the disabled, which is what you would expect, but it's also about sharing the life of the Church more in general. Why is that, do you think?
I think because Lourdes was never something that was meant to be inward-looking, and looking at the celebrations for the 150th anniversary of the apparitions, we were asked, you know, to think on what Lourdes is meant for today. What is Lourdes about? It's about sharing the gospel with the 21st century and the aspects of the gospel that are manifested in Lourdes. And Bishop Jacques Perrier, the Bishop of Tarbes, Lourdes, he put forward what he's calling 12 missions that will be highlighted at various times during the year. Missions of the Church, but as I say, that Lourdes would feel it has a certain expertise in helping to further the gospel today. And that's the wonderful thing about Lourdes. It's nothing about it is contrary to the gospel.
What are these missions exactly?
For example, a large conference of the international gathering of the people who come here to help in Lourdes, known as the Hospitalier, and that is the Church in mission with its volunteers in the service of others. And that's, you know, very appropriate for today, very appropriate for Lourdes. Another mission is the Church in mission with Mary. We are called to follow the example of Mary and to give our yes to God as she gave her yes, or to God through the angel. Another mission is the Church in mission with young people, how we can help young people to discover Christ in their lives and to be a part of the Church and to be the Church not just of tomorrow, as often people say, but the Church of today also. Another one that is very much associated with Lourdes is people who do come here looking for physical healing. And one of the missions that we have is the Church in mission with people with disability. Another one that I've just looked at here is the Church in mission for peace. again, working for peace, you know, in our own world, between countries and within ourselves. So as I say, that's just a few of them, but there is a website dedicated especially to the Jubilee year, and all the missions will be found on that website. And if I may give it to you, it's lurds2008.com, and that will give you all the information about the Jubilee year.
Our thanks there go to Father Martin Moran of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.